This question came to me from a parent of a son of 19, with a son of 19 who had started university last year. She mentioned that the son was very overweight, 275 pounds, but during high school he was on the honor roll and he graduated as an Ontario scholar and applied to the university of his dreams and got admitted to their honors degree co-op program and received a scholarship award during his first term. It was his first time living alone and away from his family. And during the first term, they followed up with him regularly and were assured that everything was all right. Then during Christmas of 09, they were waiting for his grades and were told that they weren't available. However, when the winter term came along, they found out that he had failed his three core courses for the first term. They sat down and spoke to their son and came to the conclusion that he was overwhelmed with his first university experience and, along with procrastination problems, had gained more weight and told them that he was always sleepy and even slept in some of his lectures. They decided that he would retake his three courses, and they followed up with him with more phone calls and emails and were again reassured that he was doing much better. However, they later found that he had again failed the same three courses, and he was very upset and anxious about it. And when they sat down and talked to him again, they were told by him that he couldn't explain what happened to him, except that he knew that he needed to do them, but he was just too lazy to do more. He also mentioned that he felt that they had too high of expectations of him, but they assured him that they only expected him to pass the term. They were very sorry together that he was crying. He said he needed help, and and they told him that they needed him to find a summer job and find a way to get out of the rut he was in. At the same time, they felt that he needed to address his weight problem as a priority and to have his health assessed. And as parents, they're really feeling at a loss. They're still dealing with the reality that their very promising, smart child ended up failing his core courses in university twice and got just passing grades for his elective. They're feeling scared to go for counseling because they don't want their son to be diagnosed as depressed and then prescribed medication. They want to do this with guidance. They want to help their son to be disciplined and make a new start. And as a mom, this parent who wrote to me is feeling guilty. She feels that she's failed as a mom. She just wants to help her son stop this downward slide as early as possible. They're even thinking that maybe boot camps would be good for him to develop self-discipline, hard work, and organization. And they're thinking of enrolling him in a diet clinic. And at the same time, they're dealing with financial issues, so they can't afford expensive counseling. So I wrote back to the mom and shared how sorry I was to hear of the challenges that they're facing. And I wrote that as I was reading her story, I was thinking that her son sounds depressed, and then was concerned as I read on to see that she was reluctant to go for counseling because they were afraid of his diagnosis and his being medicated, and wanted to reassure her that even if he was diagnosed as being depressed, that he didn't have to go on medication, that he could choose the counseling route. I had asked her what her doctor had done in terms of a health assessment and encouraged her to especially explore making sure that his thyroid was under control and working properly, and to make sure that there weren't any other concerns such as diabetes that could be contributing to some of his other physical complaints. I acknowledged that it probably was that he wasn't coping well at university. Being away from home for the first time was probably very overwhelming for him, and perhaps he was even ostracized because of his weight. I suggested that whatever made things decline for him, the bottom line is that he does require professional guidance, and I wasn't in favor of a boot camp for him. I figured that a compassionate, caring counselor who could guide and support him would be best. I suggested that stringent diets may be good for people who want to lose weight quickly, but I think based on what they shared that he really needed to deal first with the emotional aspects of eating too. And I recommended that they find a child and adolescent clinic at a local hospital to have his emotional health assessed, and suggested that in fact if they were to go through a hospital environment here in Canada, they would not have to pay any out-of-pocket expenses.